Democrat Hollis French received just 249 votes more than Republican Bob Bell in Senate District J, which represents West Anchorage. But the race has not yet been called. There are still more than 1,500 absentee ballots to be counted in what was the most expensive race in the election. Bell says it was a wild ride Tuesday night. He is not optimistic about his chances of winning the race, but he isn't conceding yet.
If there's 2,000 absentee ballots, in order to overcome a 250 vote deficit, I would have to get about 63% of the absentee ballots. And that's a pretty high bar on an election that was almost 50-50. It's a long shot, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Because of reapportionment, the district expanded into the Sand Lake and Jewel Lake neighborhoods, which French appears to have carried. Senate District G in East Anchorage was also impacted by redistricting, but Democrat Bill Wilikowski handily beat Republican Bob Roses there, with the votes split 59-41%. In the new Senate District M, Republican Anna Fairclough ousted longtime Democratic Senator Betty Davis, the only African-American senator in the state, from her seat. Fairclough came in with 60% of the votes. Davis blamed redistricting for her loss of the UMed area, which she considered a stronghold. And she says the addition of Eagle River tipped the election in Fairclough's favor. Fairclough agrees and says the constituents of Eagle River sent a clear message that they want different representation.
I certainly had a significant advantage coming in from the Eagle River area, being paired with another district. I've been elected there for 14 years. I served actually in a larger number of people when I was on the Anchorage Assembly for 7 years. So the people in Eagle River, all of them knew who I was.
Fairclough says her focus in the Senate will be on fiscal policy. In the House, Democrat Garen Tarr won Sharon Cisna's former territory in East Anchorage District 17. Tarr garnered about 60% of the votes, while Stevens brought in close to 40%. Tarr says face-to-face visits with residents were the key to her win.
All the groundwork of getting out and doing the door knocking, going out and talking to folks and seeing what was important to them and letting them know that what was important to them is important to me was what this was all about.
Democrat Pete Peterson and Republican Lance Pruitt, both incumbents cast into a redrawn District 25, ran one of the tightest and most expensive races in the House. The race is yet to be called, with less than 200 votes separating the two and absentee ballots still coming in. Pruitt, who is leading, says the close race was no surprise.
We suspected that from the beginning, that it was going to be a very close one. You got two incumbents. A lot of people, when we'd knock on doors, they'd say, I like both of you. So we knew it was going to be a tight race and that we'd just have to continue to persevere and get our message out there, positive message that we had.
Pruitt says his message to voters was that if they elected him, he would fight for jobs, control spending, and make public safety a priority. Relative newcomer Democrat Andrew Josephson beat out Republican political veteran and Anchorage Assembly member Dick Traney in House District 15. The votes were split Josephson 58%, Traney 42%. House District 16 is now represented by Democrat Harriet Drummond, who beat out Republican Jimmy Crawford, a 24-year-old real estate dealer and self-described conservative, by nearly 1,000 votes. Drummond says she owes her big win to being well-known for years of serving her constituents.
I know so many people in my district over all these years of getting elected, from the school board and on. People still think I'm on the school board. Some people still think I'm on the school board. So it's kind of cool. But there are other people who are sort of, they're a little mad at me for leaving the assembly because they like the representation they're getting. But, I got to step up when it's time to step up. So I'm really grateful to have this opportunity.
Officials with the State Division of Elections say the first absentee and question ballot count will be Tuesday, November 13th. That's when the winners of the closest races will likely be revealed. The election results are scheduled to be certified in December. One surprise in the election is that turnout was much lower than officials with the Division of Elections anticipated it would be. They say that normally voter turnout has been more than 60% in an election year. This year, it was around 45%. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.